We know we go out there, we just have patches on our jersey, and we just try to do the most we can.
You may have already answered this Sunday, but just, you know, what was going through your mind, what prompted that was, you know, the emphatic point.
Well, it was something, it wasn't planned. It was something we scored. Just, I guess spirit just took over me and just showing homage.
A certain spirituality grabbed a hold of this team in any way?
I'm not going to speak on that. I don't know about all that. I just speak for me personally, because I don't know everyone's religious beliefs and things like that.
Any personal anecdote, any meeting with Myra that you recall, any observation of the two of them together that really sticks in your mind?
Well, they were always together, you know, so that's just something that, from outside of football standpoint, just thinking about a personal relationship that you want to have with your wife, you know, that was just a model relationship for me.
And also that first meeting when Kraft came in, I believe it was before the first preseason game, and said that this season was going to obviously be dedicated to her, and it was, from his recounting, a pretty emotional meeting. What do you recall of that? What do you recall of what he said to the team and how emotional it was?
I mean, it was the same thing, just it being an emotional meeting and seeing how much she really meant to Mr. Kraft and how much she really meant to this organization. And her just showing, for me personally, just how you give back to a community and how you do with community development. You going back and giving your time and not just being someone who they see on TV, just being out and they actually see you, and they actually see you doing work, and they actually see you giving back. And that was one of the biggest things that I learned from her.
Anything planned, special, any tribute if you should score in the Super Bowl?
No, I don't even think about that right now. I'm just thinking about going to practice tomorrow and getting ready for the New York football Giants.
Ben Jarvis, how important is practice this week, getting in a routine, just sort of staying, doing what you guys have been doing and not think about the moment?
I don't know. I guess I just like to go out and have fun playing football. So for me to be going to practice, you know, I'm fortunate because it's only two teams that's doing that right now. Everybody else is at home. So, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, just the opportunity that we have to still play. When this season started, or before the season started, no one even knew we was going to play one game or 16. And for us to be now getting ready to play our 19th game of the season is, you know, truly a blessing, and I'm happy for it.
But it doesn't seem any different, though, right now? It doesn't seem any different? You don't feel the magnitude of the moment right now?
I mean, no. You know, I still get in my car and put the key in and reverse and come to work the same, take the same route, and hit the same amount of time. So it's just like business as usual.
What's it like to be tackled by Vince Wilfork?
He's very powerful and explosive. I don't think people really understand that. But, you know, Vince, for a guy of his size, he's really explosive and he's really powerful. I mean, he showed me. I've seen some of his high school stuff, and it's just imagine him same size in high school, you know, doing those things in high school athletes. And I'm just saying, it's just wow.
What's the worst he's ever blown you up?
Well, no, actually, Vince, you know, a lot of defensive linemen and the big guys, we get along pretty good. So if they come through and they just kind of give me a break. But, you know, we've been hitting practice like goal line and things like that. And, you know, it's not no easy task for a 350-pound guy, 30-pound. I don't know what he is. But
he says 325.
Three plus. Let's just go 3+. And
what did you see in that high school footage? Or what did you see?
The explosiveness. And, I mean, it was just, I never seen no one get off the ball like that and cause wreck havoc and just be everywhere.